Recognition, power, and influence is your birthright, and this podcast shows you how to get there. Welcome to episode number 220. Today's episode is a not so subtle reminder to start acting a little bit more selfish. And if that idea makes you cringe or even makes you angry and say, hey, we don't need more selfish leaders at the leadership table. You know what? The answer is right. But I also want to encourage you to change your definition of what it means to be selfish, because with this new definition that I'm talking about in today's episode, if you start to act that kind of selfish, well, you're going to see some really great rewards, and you're going to be able to make an even bigger, unselfish impact. All right, let's get started.
Welcome to Women Changing Leadership. I am your host, Stacey Mayer, and I teach you how to get promoted, get paid, and bring your whole self to the leadership table. I am on a mission to change organizations from the C-suite out, because women are the new face of leadership, and we are doing it on our terms.
Hello, corporate badasses. Welcome to another episode of Women Changing Leadership. I am your host, Stacey Mayer, and super excited, as always, to be here with you again this week. Today's episode was inspired by last week's episode, and in particular, a specific point that I brought up when I was talking about the difference between an MVP and a VIP. And if you get a chance, definitely go back and listen to that episode. I think it's a great episode, and it really clarifies what we're going after when we say that we deserve a voice at the table, that we want to own our voice at the table, is that we really truly want to be seen as the most valuable player and not necessarily a VIP. And one of the distinctions that I mentioned in that episode about the difference between a VIP and an MVP is that a most valuable player is typically in the game of themselves and their own greatness. And what I mean by that is they strive for greatness irrelevant of what the coach says, irrelevant of what everybody around them thinks that they should do. So they set a goal of being the best at whatever they do, but they pave their own path. They're not doing it so that the coach notices them. Typically, a VIP, somebody who is known as a very important person, is motivated by what other people think of them. So they want to be known as a very important person. So they typically go the path of exactly what the coach says. I want to be the best player on the team versus I want to strive for greatness in my way, on my terms. In my opinion, when I look at MVPs, they're always in a lane of their own. And that's something that I want to kind of elaborate on, is what does it mean to be in your own lane, and how can you continue to strive for greatness, but also carve your own path? Part two of this thought process was built up when I did a meditation exercise earlier this week, and I was thinking about my future self. And I typically do this like 3 or 4 times a year. And it's led by one of my amazing mentors, coaches, guides. Her name is Tracy Litt, and she is the founder of the School of Becoming, truly transformational leadership coach. And I have learned so much from her. And she has this wonderful meditation where we get to meet our future self, like our 85-year-old self who's sitting on a porch. And she has this photo album. And we look back at our life over the past few years. So again, this is from the perspective of our 85-year-old self. And what are some of the highlights of that time? And it's a really great exercise, honestly, to get to your subconscious. I am embarrassed to admit what I am about to say, but it points to a greater problem that we as women have and our society. So I saw a picture of my son and I saw a picture of my daughter. And in the meditation exercise, again, I'm just going with the flow, whatever thoughts come up, because it really shows me and highlights something that's going on inside my mind subconsciously. And the picture of my son, he was accepting some sort of an award, and it felt to me like this accomplishment that he was very smart and that he had accomplished some sort of big deal in his career or life. And then I saw a photograph of my daughter, and she was standing next to her husband, and she had two children. That was the photo. And that was her success in my mind. So this is my subconscious. Again, I'm embarrassed to admit this because it points to how we as a society view men and women differently in terms of accomplishments. I looked at my daughter, and her success was measured by the people that she surrounded herself with. And my son was measured by his greatness, his own individuality, and his own success. And I am absolutely horrified that this lives in my subconscious. But I'm also the first to acknowledge that this is, and when we think about unconscious bias, it's not a good or a bad thing. It's really just that unconscious place of ourselves that automatically has bias towards male or female in certain areas. And we automatically see women or men differently. And the reason that unconscious bias work is so powerful is because in order to make a change, we have to make it conscious. And I hope that if you've been listening to my podcast for a while, you know that I am all about saying it like it is and really pointing out the bias against men and women and then some of our own internal bias, quite frankly, literally against ourselves. So I came out of that meditation and I instantly realized my bias, thank God, right? Because I might have seen a meditation like that in the past and been like, yes, that's so true. No, I want to do something differently. Tears just flooded down my face after that meditation and I felt pain. I felt like, why did I define my daughter's success by the people she was surrounded with when my son could stand alone? And he may or may not have had a family as well, but his success was clearly in that moment was defined by his personal accomplishments. So much so that it inspired today's episode about selfishness. And I want to encourage all of you listening to this episode to allow yourself to be a bit more selfish. And I'm going to show you how to do that. The MVPs are selfish. The VIPs are ignorant. I'll sort of explain that difference. They're also selfish. But I looked up the definition of selfishness because after that meditation and after the tears and I was able to get some perspective, I wanted my daughter to be more selfish. I wanted me to be more selfish and to want accomplishments. Yes, family and other accomplishments in her life. I wanted to be selfish. That's what I wanted for her. That's what I want for me. That's what I want for every single one of you. So I looked up the definition of selfishness, and it said concerned exclusively or excessively with one's self. And I want to start from that definition because I think how most of us operate in the world, it's the idea of excessively with oneself. And so when I was talking about the negative aspects of VIPs, people who are out for perhaps greatness, but really it's just the notoriety of themselves and how much they can accomplish in the eyes of other people, that to me falls under that definition of selfish as an excessively with oneself. But if we really think about being concerned exclusively with oneself, and this doesn't mean all the time, it means in certain moments of our life, in certain times of the day, we are concerned exclusively with oneself. I want to ask you, is that really a bad thing? Can my daughter stand right next to my son holding her own certificate, no family behind her, her own certificate of greatness in the same way that my son can stand there and I cannot even think twice about it. Is that selfish? Is that wrong? I mean, it is selfish, right? And is that wrong? And I want you to start really asking yourself this. When we talk about put on your own oxygen mask first in the airplane, that is a selfish act. I am saving myself, because we know that if we don't save ourselves first, we can't save the child that is sitting next to us, that our children need us. Now, I want to go back to the story of children, because I do look at my daughter in her current situation. She's in third grade. And I feel that in terms of our adult teachings and trying to teach young girls to be more independent, that we are actually teaching them on the negative side, selfishness, right? So one of the things that I really want to encourage my daughter and my son to do is to be more compassionate, more empathetic listeners. And I notice that my son kind of does that automatically, and he really does know how to connect with people on a different level and really truly listen to their needs. And my daughter is very concerned with her own personal needs. And sometimes that could be off-putting in terms of friendships and relationships that she's trying to create at school. And so while I want to teach her to be empowered and independent and to speak up and to ask for what she needs at a very young age, as children, it's really important that we give them the skills of empathy as well. But for now, let's fast forward to your life. And I want you to see that most of your life, you have been given the skills of empathy, and that you are an incredibly compassionate and empathetic leader that is part of who you are. And we have to trust that we have spent our lifetimes and 20 years of our professional career working on being that compassionate and empathetic leader. And so when I ask you to be a little bit more selfish, all I'm doing is taking that empathy and saying, yes, I trust that that will always be there, and that I truly want to be the most valuable player. I want to be connected. I want to make sure that I'm lifting other people up with me. But in order to do that, I have to be a little bit selfish. I will admit that inside of the leadership table, which is my group mastermind for executive women, that we are collectively incredibly selfish. And what I mean by that is, if you ask any one of them what they want, is they want influence, power, and recognition. That is so selfish and amazing. And these women are getting themselves into positions of power and influence, and they are bringing other people up with them. They are bringing empathy and compassion to the leadership table, and they are having enormous amounts of selfish success. They're leaving at 4 o'clock. They are taking 5-week sabbaticals and still getting promoted on top of it. This act of selfishness does not happen, especially for women, by accident. We have to actively do something to really own the fact that we deserve power, influence, and recognition. One of the Stacy-isms and quotes that I throw out a lot of times that I say is that you can go after recognition and it still feels the same. So some of us think that the goal is to be recognized kind of randomly. Well, it would be really great if my boss just recognized me. But I teach women how to get that recognition. And what that sometimes looks like is showing your work, meaning that you're proactively having 15-minute ally meetings and conversations with the executive team so that they can recognize what the heck you're working on. That's selfish, people. Women, listen to this. You need to start admitting that you're being selfish. And that is great. And that is a wonderful thing. All it means is that you're being, in that moment in time, exclusively prioritizing oneself. That's it. Not excessively, but exclusively in that moment, you are prioritizing oneself. Now I want to show you all of the ways that we are selfish on a regular basis when it's actually incredibly harmful to the people around us. One way that I see a lot of women being selfish is complaining, judgment. So we are not being empathetic leaders when we're constantly talking bad about people, but we're not actually doing anything about it. When we're constantly complaining that we're not being recognized, when we're constantly complaining that such and such doesn't appreciate us. Now, I'm not talking about toxic workplace, but if you are in a toxic workplace environment, I invite you to be a little bit selfish and do something about it. Get yourself out of there. Empower yourself to never work for that person again. You need to be more selfish. But if you are just standing around complaining and talking and whining to your friends and bringing everybody else down with you, that is selfish. It is selfish to not get yourself promoted into executive leadership when you can. It is selfish not to think about the value that you bring to the world and to really go for that. That is selfish. You are holding back something that this entire organization or your team needs from you. The concept of selfishness, especially as it pertains to women, and the fact that we need to do more selfless acts of kindness goes back to, we can think about like religion and how we need to be more selfless and not selfish. But the truth is that even in religious acts, and if I go to church and I hear the person talking about how we need to be more selfless and go out and preach the word of God, that is selfish. You're saying that your point of view matters more than theirs. That is selfish. Now, I'm not saying that it's wrong to go out and preach the word of God, but just recognize that that's selfish. You know, even Mother Teresa was selfish. In order for her to make the impact that she made, she had to believe that her way was more important than other people's ways. Now, thankfully, it also worked out in the end. But just recognize that even her selflessness, her giving of herself, was prioritizing herself and what mattered to her in terms of connecting with other human beings on this planet. That we can be both at the same time. That we can be both selfless and selfish. The fastest way to lift other women up at your organization is to get yourself promoted into a position of power and influence. I'm going to say that one again. Write it down. The fastest way to lift other women up at your organization is to get yourself promoted into a position of power and influence. Not to sit around complaining with your colleagues about what's going on and how crappy and how no women are ever recognized. Get yourself recognized and lift everybody else with you. Let's show them. Let's be selfish. And let's trust that we have that empathy and compassion and it doesn't go away. When we start caring about ourselves a little bit more, it doesn't go away. I think about my mom and how I grew up and how selfless she lived her life for her children. And I remember as a young child wishing that she could just be more freaking selfish. I wanted her to be more selfish. I wondered why she didn't take care of herself sometimes. I wanted that for her. As a child, I could see that she wasn't being selfish, that she wasn't actually taking care of herself all the time. And then now as an adult and as an older adult, as a grandma, she is much more comfortable with her selfishness, right? And she does do what she wants and she does swim in her own lane. And every now and then I see her relapse back into, oh, but it's for you guys. And I'm like, no, it's not. It's for you. Own that. We're going on this vacation because mama wants us to. That's amazing. And even for me as a mom, when I realize that I actually have selfish motivations for my children, I act differently. Like there are certain things that I want my children to do because it helps me feel better. Not because it's going to change their lives, but because it helps me feel better because I want them to go on this trip. It's selfish. I want our family to come and sit around the dinner table. But you know what? That's selfish because you know what they'd rather be doing? Watching TV. And so it's a selfish act for me to say, hey, let's all sit around the dinner table. But yet we guise it as selflessness that we're doing it just for them. So you guys are guising your selfishness as selflessness, and it's not working out for you. So what you're doing is you want to go for a promotion. So you have selfishness. You say, hey, I want to be recognized. I want to go for a promotion. And then I get into the conversation with my boss and I say the thing and I'm really strong. And then your boss is like, oh, I'm not so sure. And then all of a sudden we back off and we say, but, you know, my leadership really matters and I bring a lot of empathy and compassion to the leadership table. And so we start to back off of that selfishness a little bit because we want to get along. We want our boss to accept us. Whereas in reality, and this is what we're doing inside of the leadership table, when I just teach that very basic concept of asking for what you want and then stop talking. Because we as women tend to apologize unknowingly for our ask. So we'll say something really powerful. We'll step into that world of selfishness, but it feels so uncomfortable. Why? Because of our subconscious, because of generation after generation of programming that we can't ask as women for what we want and what we need. And so then we kind of continue talking and then we actually apologize for our selfishness. But when we just say the thing and then we stop talking, then we are literally allowing the other person to make a decision for themselves. And so what I want to encourage you to start doing is to start being a little bit more selfish, to start asking yourself, and maybe we just do this as a challenge over the next 15 days. What are some moments throughout the day that is just one for me? What is something that I can do right now that is just solely for me? Not for anybody else, not to prove myself, but to just strive for greatness, that most valuable player asset. What can I do today that is a little bit selfish? And then look at the rest of the day and look at the actual selfless acts that you're doing, that you truly believe and allow yourself and trust yourself that you do believe that it's a group effort, that your selfishness is not going to look like the VIPs at your organizations, the ones that you despise because they seem to be only out for themselves, that your selfishness is being out for everybody else. Really start to ask yourself that and to start to make decisions accordingly. I salute you. I allow you to be more selfish. And I trust that your selfishness is going to be rooted and grounded in empathy and compassionate leadership. I already know that to be true. It is the definition of corporate badassness. Every single woman inside the leadership table is both selfish and doing really incredible things at their organization. They are inspiring team member after team member. They have to have very, very difficult conversations and they have to continue asking for that recognition. But along the way, they are changing the leadership table. That is the change that I want to see. I want to see more women at the top. I want to see more women recognized with that certificate and to really strive for greatness and to say, that's okay. And yes, she has a whole army of people behind her, but she is standing in that moment and she is claiming and she is saying, hey, I want to do something different with my life. All right, everyone, go out there, do that something different. Let me know, send me a message. And if you know somebody that you think could benefit from these words and that is constantly looked over and could just use a slight tinge more selfishness in their lives, I encourage you to share this podcast episode with them. Share it on social media. Share it with a colleague and to send them to Women Changing Leadership, because that is truly how we're going to change the leadership table. Be both selfish to say, hey, I hired a coach. Hey, I listened to this coach. Hey, my career matters and I am giving it to you as well. Thank you so much for listening and I'll see you next week. Bye. go, I have a question for you. Do you know how close you are to your next promotion? Really? Not what your boss has told you, not what you even believe to be true, but have you actually taken the time to sit down, take an assessment, review the 5 categories that it takes to get promoted into senior executive leadership positions, and decided where you fall in each category, and given yourself a ranking on a scale of 1 to 10 of how close you are to getting your next promotion? Have you done this? Well, now's your chance. If that feels interesting to you and you're like, hey, I want to know exactly how close I might actually be, or how far away you might be, and what it's going to take to get you even closer, then I invite you to take my promotability quiz. This is a quiz that I put together with practical tips that actually tell you where you're lacking and where you're winning. What are the areas that you actually need to improve, and not necessarily what your boss is telling you all the time, so that you can take concrete steps towards landing that next promotion and changing the face of the leadership table. Go to yourpromotabilityscore.com to take your free assessment today. Yourpromotabilityscore.com, and let me know how it goes.